Legenda Cultural and the Beirut Art Days Committee are partnering to launch the very first edition of Beirut Art Days, a national cultural and artistic festival to be held from July 3 to 6, 2024, in Lebanon. This free event, open to everyone, will bring together a plethora of Lebanese artists and intellectuals for around 130 events covering all artistic disciplines, spread over the 4 days of the festival and across the country. In an interview with This Is Beirut, Miriam Nasser Schumann, director of Legenda Cultural, presents this unprecedented cultural initiative aimed at a people who refuse to abdicate or sacrifice their identity. Miriam Nasser Schumann, a lover of discovery and travel, obtained a DESS in tourism economics in France at the age of 22. She then decided to travel through India alone with her backpack. This initiatory journey marked the beginning of a series of trips she would undertake with her companion and alter ego Sanaa Tal. For 30 years, the two friends organized guided tours in this spiritual land with hundreds of spoken languages, where colors, flavors, and smells respond to each other. After the death of her father Emil Nasser, founder of Legenda Cultural, Miriam took over in 2018, becoming director and editor. In the offices of Legenda Cultural, love is the key word. Miriam Nasser Schumann seems to have adopted Camus' philosophy as her motto, "I know only one duty, and that is to love." With her team, which she likes to compare to a beehive, consisting of Linda Nahade, Amanda Mokhtar, Nadine Farden and herself, Miriam demonstrates a lot of wisdom to overcome the storms shaking the country since 2019. Like sailors on a ship braving a stormy sea, they learned never to capitulate, staying true to their home port. Once again, Legenda Cultural is contributing to the launch of free cultural activities, this time with the Beirut Art Days Committee. Beirut Art Days is an art and culture festival that spans 4 days. The organizing committee called on Legenda Cultural, and we contacted cultural figures to jointly organize a free cultural event, each in their workplace, gallery, theater, library or bookstore, screening venue, studio, or workshop between July 3 and 6. All details of the Beirut Art Days program can be found on Legenda Cultural's website. Which areas of Lebanon will host Beirut Art Days? Mainly, the capital Beirut, which has many galleries and cultural venues, but also all over Lebanon. For example, the Gibran Museum in Shar, the Soap Museum, the Debbane Palace and the Khan Saisi in Sidon. In Betraun, Villa Paradiso and the Henri Bibi Museum, designed in tribute to old Beirut architecture. People will see artists open their studios and hearts to visitors, taking them into the world of their inspiration and the stages of their creation. More than 70 art and culture figures have rushed to design over 130 unique cultural programs to celebrate this event. Beirut will always be a city of beauty and creativity, and art will always be our greatest asset. How do you convince a disillusioned, exhausted, or intimidated Lebanese public to participate in Beirut Art Days? It is important to note that in Lebanon, there are 90 galleries and art foundations, 110 cultural venues, and, with the recent opening of a new museum, 103 museums. During these 4 days of Beirut Art Days, I encourage everyone to step into a museum, gallery, or theater, and for some, to embark on a new experience. It is time to move beyond Instagram. This festival aims to contribute to the democratization of culture and the arts, with a varied offering, not necessarily limited to the classics. The Makamanj Bale, for example, located in the heights of Kartaba, is a fabulous modern art museum. At Legenda Cultural, we organize free guided tours. We are on our 193rd visit, and I can assure you that non-initiates often linger at the visited site, even exceeding the planned duration. For the MIN Museum, we welcome at least 50 people per visit. As for the guided tour to admire Philippe Jabre's private collection in Bait Chabab, places were taken even before the official announcement. The weekly newsletter is one of the flagship platforms of Legenda Cultural. Indeed, every Thursday, it is sent to 14,000 targeted readers and is eagerly awaited. It publishes articles from the last 7 days and highlights must-see events. It also highlights cultural events in the Middle East. It is free, and you just need to register in the newsletter section on the homepage of the website. Registered people receive invitations, and I receive them at the visited site before the gallerist or museum director makes their presentation or the artist recounts the genesis of their work. People leave an hour later, by their own admission, calm, amazed, having embarked on a liberating journey into the world of beauty. Passionate about India, Hindu spirituality, and Vedic philosophy, what drove you to make Francophonie your cause? Moreover, how do you explain the choice of English for the title Beirut Art Days and the festival program, while you ardently defend the French language? In my book on India, I declare that I die in Lebanon and in French. The French language is part of our disappearing Levantine culture that must be protected. It is part of our DNA, our specificity. Besides, my mother is of French descent, and the values conveyed by the Francophonie defend culture in its diversity. Unfortunately, an event as global as Beirut Art Days, which touches the whole country, should be offered in English. Otherwise, it becomes elitist and creates barriers. www.agendacultural.com